弟兄姊妹们好。
Good morning, brothers and sisters.
感谢主，我们又到了主日。
Thank the Lord, it's Sunday again.
可以和大家一同有点分享。
So、we can have a time of sharing with brothers and sisters.
开始的时候，我们先有点祷告。
First, let's start with a word of prayer.
亲爱的主耶稣，我们感谢赞美你。
Precious God, we want to worship and praise you.
谢谢你赐给我们这样宝贵的机会。
Thank you for this precious time you've given us.
让我们能够聚在你的面前。
We can meet in your presence.
聚在你话语的面前。
Meet in the presence of your word.
来听你向我们心所要说的话。
To hear the words that you're speaking to our hearts.
我们祷告，你赐给我们能听的耳朵。
We pray that you may give us a listening ear.
赐给我们受教的心。
And a teachable heart.
赐给我们那新鲜活泼的话语。
And a living spirit.
赐给我们从宝座直接出来的话语。
That your words may come out of your throne.
带着生命能力的话语。
And bring life and power.
能够给我们在地上行走的生活加添上力量。
That can give us strength in our daily lives.
赐给我们那个亮光。
Give us light.
让我们能够跟随你的带领。
That we can follow your leading.
在这黑暗的时代。
In this dark time.
能够为你持守见证。
That we can testify for you.
能够为你做美好的荣耀的见证。
And we can glorify your name.
我们感谢赞美祷告奉主耶稣基督宝贵的名。
We thank and pray in your holy precious name.
Amen.
Amen.
弟兄姊妹们，当我们在回顾2020年的时候
Brothers and sisters, as we reflect on 2020,
我们都会有一个感觉说
We have a feeling
2020年总算过去了
Finally, 2020 is over.
因为2020年对我们来说实在是史无前例的一年
Because 2020 was a difficult year.
也是很辛苦的一年
It's a very tough year.
但这一年过去之后，我们有没有从其中得到什么启示呢
But have we received any revelation from the year?
我觉得这2020年好像是一个预言
I think 2020 is a rehearsal.
或者甚至更像一个序曲。
Or maybe a prelude.
这个序曲的话就是一个大型演出之前开始的音乐已经起来了。
Sort of the first musical prelude before a big orchestral arrangement.
如果这个是序曲的话。
And if this is a large arrangement.
那就说明说那个在但以理书里面提到的那个七个七的最后一个七马上就要开始。
Perhaps the seven sevens in the book of Daniel, the last seven is about to happen.
也就是启示录里面提到说，在主耶稣回来之前，那个七年马上就要开始了。
In other words, the 7 years preceding the Lord Jesus' return in the book of Revelation is about to appear.
那换句话说，就是被提的事情马上就要发生了。
In other words, the rapture is coming upon us.
所以这是一个感觉叫序曲。
So this is a beginning of a prelude that I have a feeling.
那如果是预言呢
？If it is a rehearsal，
那就是说神还怜悯他的百姓。
Then that means God has mercy on His people，
还给他的百姓有好像最后一个机会。
He gives His people a final opportunity，
特别是那些还在昏睡中的那些百姓。
Particularly those who are still in sleep，
好像让他们做了一次时光机。
To give them an opportunity to wake up，
好像坐在这个时光机器里面，就一下子到了这个启示录。那个七年在发生之前的光景
As if there was a time machine that God has given us that we can return to the time before these seven sevens.
或者是在七年里面那个灾难已经开始发生好像就在第四印那个时候的光景里面
Or even in the midst of the seven sevens, but maybe when the fourth seal is about to be opened.
因为那时候就已经讲到有这个瘟疫全球的瘟疫
Because that is when there is a global pandemic spoken of.
好那我们有对这个当时发生的全球性的这个瘟疫灾难有个切身的感受。
So we may have a feeling in the midst of this pandemic.
我们知道说凡是经历过2020年的没有一个人是喜欢的。
We can say that nobody enjoyed the year 2020.
所以就借着这样的一个切身的感觉让我们这些就是还没有预备好的基督徒能够赶快起来预备。
So through this deep feeling, maybe perhaps those of us who haven't yet been prepared, we can be revived and reminded to be prepared.
并且能够赶快预备好。
And we can hurry and be prepared for the Lord's coming.
因为主来的日子实在是近了。
For the day of the Lord's return is coming.
就在门口了。
He's just at the door.
这个也是过往的信息里面很多弟兄们都提到的一个感觉。
We've heard this burden in many, many messages in the past.
然后接下来的话我们所要做的事情就是说我们该怎么预备自己。
So we want to discuss a little bit about how to prepare ourselves.
关于预备自己的话呢我就用四个字。
I want to use four words.
住在主里随灵而行。
Live in God, walk according to the Spirit.
这八个字的话呢其实就是孙弟兄还有过往的弟兄们已经交通了很多了。
These eight words have been shared upon by Brother Sun and many other brothers in the past.
那我今天的感觉的话呢，我是要把它拉到这个生活层面，那实行层面跟大家有点交通。
I want to take these words and bring them to a life application so that we can share practically.
我们知道这个住在主里这四个字是从约翰福音十五章第四节里面出来的。
We know that the words live in God or abide in God are from John chapter 15 verse 4.
那段话是主耶稣对他的门徒讲的。
Jesus is speaking to his disciples.
那约翰福音十五章第四节说，你们要藏在我里面。
He says, Jesus says, abide in me.
那个你们就是指我们。
And that the you he's speaking of is us.
就是我们这些信主的人。
It's us who know the Lord.
那个藏在在原文里面就是住的意思。
Abide in the original means to live in.
那个我就是指主耶稣自己。
And me is the Lord Jesus Christ.
藏在我里面就是住在主里。
So to abide in me means to live in the Lord Jesus.
所以住在主里这四个字就是从这节经文里面出来的。
So to live in the Lord is from these from this passage.
我们知道住在主里面的话呢，实际上是包罗万象的。
But to live in the Lord encompasses all things.
包括我们的一切的工作、学习、我们的服事。
Includes our work, our studies, our service.
你在读经祷告，你是住在主里。
As you read the word, as you pray, you're also in the spirit.
你在家里面做饭、带孩子、做家务，也是住在主里。
As you stay at home, as you take care of children and with chores, you're still living in the Lord.
你出去工作、上班，你还是住在主里面。
As you work outside of the home, you're also living in the Lord.
你跟客户谈生意，也可以住在主的里面。
As you're discussing business with clients, you're also living in the Lord.
这是主所要求我们的一个正常的光景。
This is what God asks us to do in a normal life.
但是很多时候你可能没有经历到这个住在主里这样的一个光景。
But possibly a lot of times we don't experience the reality of living in the Lord.
所以我们需要操练。
So we need to practice.
然后呢，另外一个四个字叫随灵而行。
The second four words are to walk according to the Spirit.
这是从罗马书八章五到六节这里经文里面出来的。
This is from Romans chapter 8 verses 5 to 6.
这里提到说我们随从圣灵的人要体贴圣灵的事。
Paul writes that those who are according to the Spirit set their minds on the things of the Spirit.
对，体贴的话呢就是思念的意思。
The words set on mean to consider.
对，英文里面翻译很好，说就是要思想。
In the English translation, it talks about consider.
因为我们这个人的行为是从我们的思想出来的。
Our actions come out of our thoughts.
你怎么想的，你就怎么去做。
Whatever you think, that's what you do.
很多弟兄姊妹说，也许我有些事情我没有想，我就做了。
Some brothers and sisters may say, sometimes I don't think, I just do.
但实际上的话，在你的潜意识里面，你已经想了。
But you've already thought about it in your subconscious.
那举个反例子来说的话呢，如果一个植物人他没有思想的，那他就不会做。
For example, if a person is comatose, if he doesn't think about things, he won't do anything.
所以就证明说，实际上思想确实是指导我们的行动的。
So truly, our thoughts precede our actions.
这里随灵而行就是告诉我们说，我们要体贴圣灵的意思，我们要思念圣灵的思想。
So to walk according to the Spirit means we need to set our minds on the things of the Spirit.
但我们所想的就是圣灵所想的。
So what we think of is what the Spirit thinks of.
那也就是神所想的。
And therefore, what God thinks of.
当这个思想带行动出来的时候，那么就是神所要我们做的。
And whatever the actions our thoughts bring about is what the Lord wants us to do.
如果我们这个人是活在这样的光景里面，那我们的生活就是讨神喜悦的生活。
If we live in this kind of environment, then we will please the Lord.
那个也许对这个有操练的弟兄姊妹们来讲的话呢，住在主里这四个字就够了。
For some brothers, this is maybe the first four words, live in the Lord, that's sufficient.
因为如果你住在主里，你就会随灵而行。
Because if you live in the Lord, you will walk according to the Spirit.
如果你随灵而行的话呢，你就是住在主里。
And if you walk according to the Spirit, you live in the Lord.
那今天的话呢，为了交通的方便，我还是用这个八个字。
For ease of sharing, I'm going to use all eight words today.
住在主里，随灵而行。
To live in the Lord, walk according to the Spirit.
然后我就用那个传福音的这个生活，传福音的这个事工做例子，来讲怎么应用这八个字。
I'm going to use sharing the gospel as an example of how to live out these eight words.
当我们讲到传福音的事情的时候呢，我们会问三个问题。
As we talk about sharing the gospel, we may have three questions to consider.
第一个问题就是我们为什么传福音。
First is why do we share the gospel?
第二个问题就是我们传福音的这个动力，特别是持续的动力从哪里来。
Second is where do we have energy for sustainability in sharing the gospel?
第三个问题就是说我们传福音的能力是从哪里来的
And the third is where do we get our energy and strength to share the gospel
我试图用这八个字结合这三个问题跟大家有点交通希望对大家有点帮助
I want to share on these three questions using these eight words to help, hopefully encourage brothers and sisters
第一个问题是说传福音为什么要传福音
So the first question why do we share the gospel
很多弟兄姊妹都很熟悉马太福音28章19节
Many brothers and sisters know Matthew 19 to 20 very well.
这里说你们要去。
Jesus says, go, therefore.
使万民做我的门徒。
And make disciples of all the nations.
这就是那个大使命。
That's the great commission.
这就是为什么我们要传福音。
This is why we share the gospel.
因为这是主的命令。
Because this is God's commandment.
因为主的呼召。
This is God's calling.
那当很多弟兄姊妹在教会里面听到这个大使命的时候。
And many brothers and sisters, when they hear about the great commission,
或者我们读圣经读到这一段经文的时候
or if we read this passage of scripture
我们里面是很愿意的
in our hearts we really want to
我们里面是很有感动的
we have a lot of emotion
很多时候我们里面甚至是很激动心潮澎湃
maybe we have a large we're overwhelmed with our emotions
可是当我们去好像回到家之后这感动就消灭一点
but perhaps when we go home some of our emotions die down
然后呢后来在我们当真的当到福音朋友面前好像我们鼓足了勇气站到福音朋友面前要传福音的时候这感动又去了一大半。
And as we actually stand in front of our gospel friends, the emotions subside even more.
特别是我们传福音出去被拒绝了，他们没有接受，好像我们失败了，然后这个感动又消失了一些。
And then if the person we're trying to share the gospel to rejects it, we might feel further deflated.
如果经过多次的失败的话，我们很可能说，哎呀，也许这个福音朋友不是神所拣选的。
And after several rejections, we might feel maybe this person isn't chosen by God.
那我们可能就放弃他了。
Maybe we'll give up on them.
然后呢，是如果我们这个传福音失败太多了，很可能我们就觉得，哎呀，也许我这个人没有福音的恩赐，我就不传福音了。
Maybe if we fail too many times, we may feel that we ourselves don't have the gift of evangelism, and then we'll stop sharing the gospel altogether.
所以这就到了第二个问题，是我们传福音那个持续的动力从哪里来的
？So the second question is, where do we receive perseverance and sustainability to share the gospel?
我们从圣经里面看的话，看保罗的例子。
From the scriptures, we see Paul's example.
保罗在罗马书一章十四节这里说
In Romans 1:14, Paul says,
无论是希腊人、话外人、聪明的、愚拙人，我都欠他们的债。
I'm under obligation both to Greeks and to barbarians, both to the wise and to the foolish.
所以保罗里面有这个欠债的感觉。
So Paul has an obligation, a debt.
这欠债的感觉的话呢，用我们现在话来说，就是那种负担。
A debt can also be stated as a burden.
它里面有这种催促。
He has this deep burden.
他要去传福音，他要去还债。
He wants to share the gospel. He wants to pay back his debts.
保罗在哥林多前书九章十六节这里说
，In 1 Corinthians chapter 9 verse 16, Paul writes,
我传福音原没有可夸的，因为我是不得已的。若不传福音，我便有祸了。
For if I preach the gospel, I have nothing to boast of, for I am under compulsion. For woe is me if I do not preach the gospel.
这里面提到说不传福音就有祸的感觉，这就是里面的负担。
He says, for woe is me if I do not preach the gospel. That is the burden of the gospel.
这是这种负担催促去保罗去传福音，一直传福音，一直到他跑进当跑的路为止。
This burden has compelled and sustained Paul in his evangelism until he reached the end of his path.
我也分享一下我自己的经历。
I'll share a little bit about my own testimony.
当我信主之后，我真是得到经文的宝贵。
After I received the Lord, I received the preciousness of salvation.
我里面充满了喜乐，充满了平安，充满了盼望。
I was full of joy, peace, and hope.
我尝到了主的甘甜。
I tasted the Lord's goodness.
所以我要传福音给我的家人。
So I wanted to share the gospel with my family.
但是我是04年10月受浸的。
I was baptized in October of 2004.
那么05年的时候，我是来美国之后第一次就过了七年之后就05年回去看我的家人
In 2005 for the first time in 7 years I returned home to visit my family
然后那时候我就想传福音给他们
I wanted to share the gospel with them
可是我发现说好像我根本就传不出来
But I found that I was unable to speak
因为我奶奶是拜佛的
My grandmother was a Buddhist
她屋里就有佛龛
She had an idol in her house
我到她的屋里去根本就张不开口
When I went into her house, I couldn't open my mouth.
所以感觉说第一次是完全的失败。
I felt like that first trip was a failure.
但是呢，我并没有好像是就停止传福音。
But I didn't stop.
我看见说是我这个好像装备不够。
I thought that I wasn't yet prepared.
祷告不够。
So I didn't pray enough.
所以我回来之后，就请弟兄姊妹们为我祷，为我祷告。
So I came home and I asked brothers and sisters to pray for me.
然后我就积极的去传福音。
And I doubled down in my sharing the gospel.
跟弟兄姊妹们配搭，跟弟兄姊妹学习。
To learn and prepare with brothers and sisters.
因为我觉得我需要装备自己。
Because I felt like I wanted to prepare myself.
我需要来把主的话习练的通达。
I needed to know the Lord's word well.
我需要把圣经关于这个得救的真理给搞清楚。
I wanted to make clear that salvation is depicted in scripture.
我需要参加福音聚会，坐在这里听讲人来传福音。
I need to hear evangelists during gospel meetings.
看不同的讲人他怎么传福音。
To see how different evangelists shared.
我需要跟着年长那批弟兄姊妹们一同去探望福音朋友。
I need to visit brothers and sisters, our gospel friends with our elderly brothers and sisters.
看他们怎么样面对不同的福音朋友
？To see how they met different types of people，
在不同的光景里面
，in different circumstances，
不同的宗教背景
，in different religious backgrounds，
不同的人生经历
，in different human experiences，
在不同的环境里面
，in different circumstances，
在不同的难处里面
，in different difficulties，
他们怎么样一点一点的打开福音朋友的心
？How do they open up the word in different ways？
怎么样把主的话给送到他们里面去
？How they share the Lord's word with them？
看见福音朋友一个一个的改变
，to see each gospel friend change，
从原来也是很干硬
，and from a dry part，
完全不要主
，and they didn't want the Lord，
不信主
，they didn't believe in the Lord，
到最后他们柔软了
，and afterwards they were softened，
他们心打开了
，their hearts were opened，
他们信主了
，they believed the Lord，
他们生命改变了
，their lives were changed，
我在其中就经历到这福音的大能
，and I experienced this myself，
所以对我来说就是一个很大的鼓励
，so for me it was a big motivation。
所以后来第二年我回去
So I returned home the following year
哎，就把福音传就传给我奶奶了
And I shared the gospel with my grandmother
这个故事很长我就不仔细讲了因为今天不是重点
This is a long story I won't share further
讲这个问题的话呢讲这个见证的话呢是为了回答的第二个问题就传福音的持续的动力从哪里来的
But I want to share this testimony to try to answer the second question is where do we get the perseverance to share the gospel
就这个动力是从那个负担来的
And this perseverance is from the burden
你对家人有负担
Your family has a burden.
你就不会轻易的放弃
And then you, if you have a burden to your family, you won't give up easily.
传不去我们祷告
If you don't, aren't able to share the gospel, you'll pray.
一个人祷告不够我们团体祷告
If one person's prayer is not enough, the congregation can pray.
自己祷告的负担不够请弟兄姊妹一块来祷告
If you don't have enough prayer, a burden on your own, ask others to pray with you.
如果你是觉得真理这个不够熟练那你就学习
If you feel like you don't understand the gospel well enough, you can learn more.
那你操练
，and you can practice。
你可以请弟兄姊妹来帮忙。
You can ask brothers and sisters to help you。
所以就是这个负担催促你往前面去。
And this burden will encourage you to continue to move forward。
然后呢，这就回到我们刚才提到的八个字里面前面四个字，住在主里。
And this returns to the eight-word phrase, the first part of it, which is live in the Lord。
住在主里有个好处就是你与主不断的有交通。
To live in the Lord, you have a constant communication and fellowship with God。
我们知道我们的主里面是有很重的福音的负担的。
We know that God has a strong burden for the gospel.
他为这个福音道成肉身。
Before this gospel, he became flesh.
到地上来为我们上了十字架。
He came to the earth to go onto the cross for us.
为我们舍命流血成就了这个救恩。
This was a grace that manifested in his death and in his bloodshed.
他付上了生命的赎价。
He gave up his life.
没有一个负担比这个负担更重的。
There's no greater burden than this.
如果你为福音朋友死的心的话呢，有这个负担的话呢，圣灵能够做奇妙伟大的工作。
If you similarly have a heart to give up your life for the gospel friends, the Spirit can do great works in your life.
并且我们的主耶稣复活升天以后，在父的旁边还一直不断的祷告。
Also, Jesus after he ascended onto high, he continues to make prayer for us at the right hand of God the Father.
为万民祷告。
To pray for the peoples.
为福音朋友祷告。
To pray for the gospel friends.
所以这个住在主里就有这个好处能够交通于主的负担。
So to live in the Lord, you can have this constant communion with the Lord on this burden.
能够使主里面的真实的负担能够交通到我们的身上来。
So the burden of the Lord may be passed on to us.
这个就是持续不断的动力。
This will continue to give us perseverance.
现在我们呢快回答到第三个问题就是传福音的能力从哪里来。
Let's move on to the third question is where do we get this power and the strength to share the gospel?
这个我们传福音的能力就是用后面的四个字随灵而行。
And we can answer this with the latter four words, it's the walk according to the Spirit.
当我们跟随圣灵的时候
As we follow the Spirit,
圣灵的工作是很活的。
The Spirit's life work is very lively.
这个活的四分的话呢，有几个特点。
This living life has some characteristics.
从我们个人方面来讲的话呢，
from our lives we can say,
这个活的四分的话呢，好像看起来有点不确定性。
It seems maybe this living characteristic is not very clear.
因为我们毕竟是人，对不对？
Because we are people.
我们可能会听错，对吧？
We might hear things differently.
我们的感觉可能会掺杂，对不对？
Our thoughts might be a little bit confused.
所以我们有不确定性，正常的。
And so having uncertainty is normal in our lives.
在我们跟随圣灵的时候，
As we follow the Spirit,
我们不怕这不确定性。
We are not afraid of uncertainty.
因为我们有基督的身体。
Because we have Christ's body.
我们有身体的印证。
We have the vision of the body.
我们一个人会错。
Maybe one person we might be wrong.
但是团体来讲呢，我们一起祷告的时候，我们就不会错。
But as a congregation, as we pray together, we won't be.
这个不确定性的话，这也是那个特征，就说明我们是跟随圣灵带领的。
And this gives us a feeling that we are following the Spirit.
如果你说我百分之百确定神要做什么，神要说什么，那这就危险了。
If you say 100%, I know God is going to do something or going to say something, that's a dangerous thing.
因为我们没有一个人是过完全的。
Because not one person is complete.
只有一个人，就主耶稣，他是这么完全。
Only one person is complete, and that's Jesus Christ.
他可以百分之百的确定神说的话，神要做的事情。
He is 100% certain in his work and his words.
对我们大多数人来说，我们都是一在学习的过程中间。
And the rest of us, we're just learning.
然后另外的话呢，如果是活的四分的话呢，在我们的祷告中间，你就会发现你很释放。
And in terms of this, another characteristic of this life is that in your prayer, you might feel yourself to be very free.
很多时候，也许你在祷告之前，你还不知道该怎么祷告，但是你开口祷告之后，圣灵就把负担，就把话语一个一个的给你放到里面去。
Sometimes before you know how to, before you're praying, you don't know what to pray for, but as you open your mouth to pray, you feel that the Spirit leads you and gives you the words to pray.
我们服事的特点也是很灵活的。
In our service, it's also very lively and full of life.
我们服侍的对象也是很灵活的。
The people we serve, is very full, are full of life.
我们服侍的对象，我们不是说我们要服侍谁或者不服侍谁。
We don't say we want to serve this person or we don't want to serve this other person.
我们不是自己来定规。
We don't decide this.
我们不是自己来挑选。
We don't choose.
而是圣灵把人带到我们面前来。
But the Spirit brings people before us.
他给我们送什么样的人来，我们就服什么样的人。
Whoever the Spirit brings us will serve.
不管你说哪种语言。
Whatever language.
不管你是哪种的文化背景。
Whatever cultural background.
不管你是从哪个国度来的。
Whatever country you're from.
是圣灵不断地把人送到我们面前来。
The Spirit continues to bring people before us.
因为主耶稣是我们的头。
Because Jesus is our head.
圣灵借着水流来做他的工作。
The Spirit uses the flow to do his work.
然后到我们在团体里面的话呢，我们是有配搭的原则。
In the congregation, we have we need to follow principles.
就是身体的配搭的原则。
And these principles are in the body.
比如说，如果你面对的是说英文的弟兄姊妹，福音朋友。
For example, if the gospel friend is an English speaker,
你可以邀请你英文组的英文比较好的弟兄姊妹来配搭。
Perhaps you'll ask somebody who's more fluent in English to share the gospel with them.
如果你面对的还有佛教背景，你没有。
If you meet somebody who has a background in Buddhism and you don't,
你就会请那些原来信佛后来信主的弟兄姊妹们一块来配搭。
Maybe you'll ask somebody who used to be Buddhist and now is a believer to share the gospel with them.
所以我们的福音的形式也是很活的。
So our service in the gospel is also full of life.
我们不是根据传统，不是根据习惯，不是根据经验。
We don't follow tradition or experience.
我们可以用诗歌，我们可以用见证，我们可以用信息。
We can use songs, we can use testimonies, we can use the message.
必要的时候我们可以用福音电影。
Sometimes we can use a gospel movie.
我们可以办福音营。
We can have a gospel meeting.
但至于说什么时候用什么样的形式，那圣灵说了算。
But whatever time, in whatever form, we follow the Spirit.
只要是活的服事，就是有能力的服事。
As long as we live in the Spirit, we're going to serve in the Spirit.
我下面的话呢，再交通一点，就是关于这个新年的心愿。
I want to share a final point about a New Year's resolution.
我快快的提三个点。
Briefly, I want to make 3 points.
第一个点就是求主赐给我们有紧迫的感觉。
The first is that I pray that the Lord may give us a spirit of urgency.
我们一开始提到说主来的日近了。
We know in the beginning we stated that the Lord's return is coming.
但是呢，好像不是每个弟兄姊妹都有这种感觉。
But not everybody has this feeling.
如果没有的话呢，我们要跟主祷告，求主真是帮助我们， 能够有这种感觉。
If you don't have this feeling, we pray that the Lord may give us this urgency.
当我们有这种感觉的时候，我们就会抓紧，就知道说趁着有白日，我们抓紧时间做工。
If you have this urgency, you will say, while there is still light, I'm going to do work for the Lord.
第二点的话呢，我要提到的这个心愿就是说，求主赐给我们那个福音的火。
The second point is that we pray that the Lord may give us a fire for the gospel.
在我们心里面来烧。
To burn in our hearts.
就像耶利米在耶利米书二十章九节里面说。
Just like in Jeremiah chapter 20 verse 9.
他说，如果我不提耶和华的名，如果我不再提耶和华，也不再奉他的名讲论，我便心里觉得似乎有烧烧的火必塞在我骨头里面。
He states, I'm paraphrasing that if I don't speak the gospel of the Lord, there's a fire that burns within me.
这种火烧的感觉，那是很强烈的一个负担。
And this burden of the Lord from the book of Jeremiah is a very big burden.
这个负担就使我们愿意背十字架。
And this burden is that we are willing to bear the cross.
愿意舍己。
To lay down our lives.
愿意付代价。
To pay the price.
来传福音。
To share the gospel.
那第三点的话呢，我要提一下，就是说愿主赐给我们一个异象。
Finally, we pray that the Lord give us a vision.
那我们看见那些失散的灵魂，如果没有得救，落在地狱的火湖里面受煎熬那种痛苦。
We can see the torment of the lost souls in the lake of fire and hell if they haven't known the Lord.
有了这个异象以后，你就不会轻易放弃。
With this vision, you will not easily give up.
对你的配偶，对你的家人，对你的亲戚，对周围的福音朋友。
Towards your spouse, towards your family, towards your friends and other gospel friends.
你就会一直传下去，一直为他们祷告，直到他们信主。
You'll continue to share, you'll continue to pray until they become believers.
好，感谢主，我时间到了，我就分享停在这里。
Thank the Lord, my time is up. I'll end here.
Thank the Lord for speaking to us, to our brothers.
我们感谢主，借着我们的弟兄们说话。
And we praise the Lord for He give us a chance to gather us together to draw us close to Him.
我们感谢主给我们的机会，能够让我们和他有亲近。
First, let's read. Luke chapter 19 verse 10.
我们要读一下路加福音第十九章十节。
Now I'll read in English and my brother will read in Chinese.
我先用英文读，然后我的弟兄用中文读。
For the Son of God came to seek and to save the lost.
人子来为要寻找拯救失丧的人。
I totally forgot. I don't have to wear the mask. So Luke 19:10 is the key verse of the Gospel of Luke.
我们知道路加福音第十九章十节是路加福音的一个非常重要的一个细节。
It is a simple verse, so it is easy for us to disregard the significant meaning in his words.
这是一个非常简单的一节经文，有的时候我们会忽视它的重要性。
Last time we mentioned about the word lost.In this verse, as well as in Luke 15.
我们上一次提到这个失丧的人，也在路加福音第十五章中间出现过。
Yeah, when the Lord says that we are lost, He means that we are utterly destroyed.
当主说我们是失丧的人的时候，是表示到我们已经完全被破坏。
Yeah, we are utterly destroyed by the enemy.
被仇敌完全的破坏。
So He came to seek and to save us, not just to save us from the punishment.And the bondage of sins, but to restore us back to God's purpose.
所以主来寻找拯救我们，不仅要把我们从罪的刑罚和捆绑当中拯救出来，并且要拯救到他的生命当中。
Yeah, He wants to restore us back to the purpose that God created us.
要拯救到我们原来他所创造我们的目的当中。
So let me use an illustration.
让我举个例子来说明。
Suppose what I was in an accident.And I got both my hands severed.
假如说我出现了一个事故，那我的两只手都断掉了。
Yeah, what kind of medical help do I hope to receive?
那这个时候我是盼望着有怎样的一个医疗的帮助呢？
Do I just want the bleeding stopped and the wounds get healed and then I live a life without hands?
那我是不是就盼望着我的血止住了，伤口愈合了，从今之后过一个没有双手的生活呢？
Or do I hope that there's a surgeon with great, wonderful skill that he can reconnect my severed hands, he can reconnect the muscles and the nervous system, and even restore back both of my hands functioning just as if I never had the accident.
还是我盼望着有一个高明的外科手术师，他能够接上我的双手，包括他的肌肉神经，使他的功能完全能够复原呢？
Yeah. So our Lord is doing great things in our life.
我们的神在我们的生活当中做奇妙的事。
And again, now we want to consider his restoration work through the parable in Luke chapter 15.
我们要再一次借着路加福音第十五章主的这些比喻来看他的恢复的工作。
Yeah, in this chapter, the Lord told us three famous stories, the lost sheep, the lost coin, and the lost son.
在这章经文当中，主告诉我们有三个非常著名的比喻，有失羊、失钱和浪子的故事。
And how they were restored.
并且他们怎样被寻找恢复。
Yeah, it is a threefold parable. That is to say that it's one parable, but it has three aspects.
这是一个比喻，但有三个不同的方面，所以是一个三折的比喻。
Yeah, the lost sheep talks about the restoration of life.
那失羊呢，讲到一个要恢复生命。
And the lost coin talk about the restoration of our function and value.
失钱讲到恢复它的价值和功用。
And the lost son talks about the restoration of our relationship.
这个浪子的故事教导我们要恢复我们生命的关系。
Yeah. So, in the, brothers and sisters, last time we talked about John 10:10, the Lord said, the thief comes only to steal and kill and destroy. I came that they may have life and have it abundantly.
弟兄姐妹们，上一次我们也提到了约翰福音第十章十节，盗贼来无非要偷窃、毁坏、杀害，我来了是要叫人得生命，并且得的更丰盛。
So the abundant life includes the restoration of all these three aspects.
所以这个丰盛的生命讲到要在这个三个方面都有恢复。
Yeah, if we only focus on one aspect, sometimes we do, eventually we'll realize the fulfillment of that aspect actually requires the other two as well.
如果我们想只恢复一个方面，常常我们会这样想，但是我们会很快发现这恢复，要恢复这个方面呢，也需要另外两个方面同时被恢复。
For example, we cannot have a full life if we don't know our function.
如果我们不知道我们的功用，我们就没有办法能够有一个完全的生命。
Because we lose the sense of the purpose of life.
因为我们就失去了生命的价值和意义。
Likewise, we cannot fulfill our function if we have problem in our relationship with God and with others.
同样的，如果我们与神没有和人没有一个正常的关系，我们也没有办法尽功用。
Yeah, as we continue to seek the Lord, I trust He will show us. And so, it is a journey, and it will take time.
当我们在主面前寻求的时候，我们知道神要向我们显明。当然，我们也知道这是一个旅程，是需要时间的。
Now, just as the illustration I used earlier, if I ask the skillful, wonderful surgeon to restore my hands, he will tell me to trust in him, with patience.And follow his instruction of therapies.
就像我前面举到那个例子，如果找到了一个非常有高明技术的手术师，那他要我相信，并且耐心的能够听从他各样的恢复的命令。
Therefore, what we talk about here is not just a theory, not just say we are trying to gain more knowledge, but by knowing what he is working in our life, we have the right attitude and the faith.To cooperate with our Lord.
所以在我们在这边讲的不是一套理论，也不是一个，只是一种说法，乃是我们可以通过生活的实践当中来实行的。
And then we'll experience His power of restoration in our life.
那之后呢，我们就可以经历他在我们生命当中那个恢复的大能。
Yeah. So today we'll read and consider the second aspect of the parable.
所以今天我们要谈到这个。比喻的第二个方面。
We'll read, please turn to Luke chapter 15 and we'll read verse 8 to 10.
请大家翻到路加福音第十五章，我们从第八节到第十节。
And again, I'll read in English and my brother will read in Chinese.
我先读中文，之后的弟兄读中文。
For what woman, having 10 silver coins, if she loses one coin, does not light a lamp and sweep the house?And seek diligently until she finds it. And when she has found it, she calls together her friends and neighbors, saying, Rejoice with me, for I have found the coin that I had lost. Just so, I tell you, there's joy before the angels of God over one sinner who repents.
或是一个妇人有十块钱，若失落一块，岂不点上灯，打扫屋子，细细的找，直到找着了吗？找着了，就请朋友邻舍来，对他们说，我失落的那块钱已经找着了，你们和我一同欢喜吧。我告诉你们，一个罪人悔改，在神的使者面前，也是这样为他欢喜。
It is God's wisdom to show us so many things in such a simple and short story.
是神的智慧可以借着一个这样非常简单的一段话告诉我们很多的事情。
Yeah. First of all, we can see the woman here represents the Holy Spirit.
这里边我们看见这个妇人代表着圣灵。
And the 10 coins represents God's people.
十块钱代表着神的子民。
And so, for this story, I have 4 points I'd like to share with brothers and sisters.
那这段经文当中我愿意和弟兄姐妹们分享四点。
Yeah, the first thing is about the lost coin.
第一呢是讲到这个失掉的钱。
The second thing is about light a lamp and sweep the house.
第二件事情是讲到点上灯打扫屋子。
The third thing is about this woman. She diligently seeks and then her joy when she found the coin.
第三件事情是讲到这个妇人她细细的找。找着了就请他的朋友们来一起欢喜。
Yeah, the 4 points about the repent.
第四点讲到悔改。
Repentance. So first, let's take a look at the first point, the lost coin.
我们先看第一点就是讲到失掉这些钱。
Now, compared with the first aspect of the parable, you find it's interesting because this time the lost coin is not lost in the wilderness.
跟第一个比喻相比，我们看见一个非常重要的一点，就是这失掉的这一块钱不是在旷野里。
Instead, it actually is somewhere in the house.
相反呢，这失掉这块钱是在屋里边的某一个地方。
Think about that.
我们可以想一想这件事情。
All 10 coins are in the house.
这十块钱都在房间里。
So all these 10, if that 10 represents 10 God's people, then all these 10 have been saved.
这十块钱代表着神的子民，所以这些人都是得救的。
But there's one that even though it is in the house, it is still lost.
那但其中有一个人虽然是在神的家中，但是他是失落的。
So what the loss this time is not about loss of life, but it's the loss of function.
所以这一次呢，我们看见这个失落不是失落生命，乃是失落它的功用。
Every coin has its function.It's as a money that can be used to exchange for goods or service.
这十块钱每一块都有它自己的功用，可以换来其他的物质或者服务。
It also has a certain value which is buying power.
那它有它自己的购买力。
But so when we were saved,
所以当我们得救的时候
，all of us receive function from the Lord.
我们每个人都从那神那边得到了一个功用。
But unfortunately, sometimes we may not pay attention to the function the Lord gives to us.
但是很多时候我们没有特别注意我们从神那边所得到这些功用。
So somehow we lost it.
所以我们就在这些功用上失落了。
We gave way to the enemy, so the enemy came to destroy, to kill, and to steal our function.
我们向仇敌妥协，仇敌就可以在我们这里边做杀害毁坏的工作。
And this is a big loss.
那这是一个非常大的失落。
As I mentioned earlier, without the function, we don't have a sense of purpose in our life.
像我前面提到的，如果没有这个功用，我们就失去了生活的价值和意义。
Yeah, every child has a dream of what he or she will become when they grow up.
每个孩子当他长大的过程当中，都有一个梦想，长大之后要成为怎样的人。
We all want to be useful in whatever we do, whether we are at school or we are at work.
我们都愿意在我们所处的环境当中，无论是工作、学校当中，我们成为有用的人。
But whatever function we have in this world will go away.
但是无论在这个世界上我们有怎样的用处，这些都会消失的。
But the function that God gives us in His house will last forever.
但是神在他的家中所给我们的功用。是存到永远。
It has an eternal value, it has an eternal purpose.
是有个永远的价值和目的。
So I hope we understand this And we'll have the desire to ask the Lord to restore our function in the house of God.
我们实在是盼望着我们有一个这样的理解, 并且有一个盼望, 能够恢复我们在神家中的功用。
Yeah. The second thing is to light the lamp and sweep the house.
第二件事情是点上灯, 打扫屋子。
Yeah, so this is what we see the woman, that woman does.
我们看见了这个妇人是这样做的。
Yeah, the first thing she does is to light the lamp.
第一件事情她做的呢, 是点着灯。
Our Lord Jesus mentions three times of lightening a lamp in the book of Luke.
在路加福音里边, 我们的主耶稣基督曾三次提到点灯的事情。
Yeah, in Luke 8, 16, chapter 8, verse 16.
第一次是在第八章16节。
No one after lightening a lamp covers it with a jar or puts it under a bed, but puts it on a stand so that those who enter may see the light.
没有人点灯会用器皿盖上或放在床底下，乃是放在灯台上，叫进来的人可以看见光亮。Yeah,
similarly he said in Luke 11, chapter 11, verse 33.
在11章第33节，主也提到有一点相似的经文。Yeah,
and the third time is in this parable.
第三次提到的就是我们刚才读到的这个比喻里边。So
from that we can see, lightening a lamp means a good witness.
这里边我们可以看见点着灯，它代表着有一个好的见证。In
other words, the Lord needs forerunners.
所以换一句话说呢，主需要先锋。Or
in other message in the Bible is the first fruit.
或者是在圣经当中其他的经文所提到的就是初熟的果子。That
is to say, when the Lord is going to work on all his people.
就是当主在他的子民当中工作的时候,
first, he needs to certain vessels that have the willingness to listen and obey his commands.
他需要一些器皿, 愿意听从, 服从他的命令。
And through these vessels, the Lord can minister his grace and power to the rest of the people.
借着这些器皿, 神可以把他自己的恩典, 和他的能力传到更多的人。
Think about that lamp or candle. So, we can see it's like live a life of living sacrifice.
我们当我们想到这个灯的时候，我们可以想到是一个舍己的一个这个所照出的光亮。Yeah.
So, it may be so throughout the history we find many examples.
在历史当中我们看见许多的例子,
maybe John the Baptist,
像施洗约翰,
or maybe Samuel,
或者是撒母耳,
or maybe the parents of John the Baptist,
或者是施洗约翰的, 父母亲,
or the parents of Samuel,
或者是, 撒母耳的父母亲,
so is or Boaz or Ruth,
或者是, 路德,
we find that it's very interesting that how God prepared his vessels and how he used these vessels to bless the whole Israelites.
我们看见神何等奇妙地预备他的器皿, 并且借着这些器皿来祝福以色列人。
Yeah, so may we have that desire to be the lamp that the Lord can use.
愿我们也有这样一个盼望, 能够成为神可以使用的灯来祝福别人。
Yeah, the second thing that this woman does is to sweep the house.
第二件事情这个妇人做的就是细细地找。Yeah,
we know what happens when we sweep the house.
当我们这个来打扫房间的时候，我们知道会发生什么事情。Yeah,
the furniture is getting moved and dust is being gathered and collected.
我们就知道这个我们会挪家具，除掉这些灰尘。In
other words, things are getting shaken.
或者是换句话说呢，这些都被震动。Do
we sense the Lord is shaking the heaven and earth, is shaking the things around us?
我们有没有感觉到神正在震动天地，震动我们周围的环境？
He has to shake us and to awake us in order to restore our function in the house of God.
他必须在我们中间先做震动的工作，才能恢复我们在神家中的功用。Yeah.
So the third thing we talk about is the woman.
第三件事情我们要谈的。
The woman.
是这个女妇人。
Yeah. So we see here that she diligently seeks the coin.
然后这里边呢，就是他仔细的找。
This word translated diligently, actually came from the word care in Greek.
那在希腊的原文当中，这个仔细实际上是一个非常关怀、关心的意思。
Yeah. So, brothers and sisters, we all remember Peter said in 1 Peter chapter 5 verse 7, casting all your anxieties to on him because he cares for you.
那彼得在他的彼得前书五章七节里边讲到，我们把一切的忧虑卸给神，因为他顾念我们。
Yeah, here that verb care is the root of this verb, this adverb diligently.
那这里边这个细细的找，就是彼得在这边所用的顾念。
In other words, this woman she seeks the coin because she cares.
换句话说，她在仔细的找。是因为他顾念，他关心。
Just like our brother shared earlier, he cares about his family, that his family members, those that have not been saved. So he tried again and again. He has that motivation.
就像我们弟兄刚刚所分享的，因为他关怀爱他的家，所以呢，他里边就有这个动力，一次一次的向他们传福音。
Yeah, we often think about the function in the house of God as duty or something that we try to avoid.
常常我们想在神家中这些功用。啊、好像是一些事情我们不愿意做，愿意我们要避免。
That's a misunderstanding of God's heart.
这对神的心意来讲是一个非常大的误解。
We hope that we see, we understand the Lord's heart.
我们非常愿意看见，明白神的心意。
Because He loves us, He gave us the function.
因为他爱我们，才给我们这些功用。
It's a gift of God.
是神的礼物。
He cares about our well-being.Our fulfillment and our reward when he comes.
他关心我们这个整个人的健康，我们的满足，并且他来的时候的奖赏。
And because he loves us deeply, it hurts him deeply when we are lost.
因为他深深的爱我们，所以当我们失落的时候，也深深的伤害了他的心。
And because he loves us deeply, there's a great joy in heaven when our function is restored.
也是正因为他深深的爱我们，所以当我们的功用被恢复的时候，在天上有大的喜乐。
The fourth point I'd like to talk about is repentance.
第四点我要提的是悔改。
So brothers and sisters, just as brother Yunke mentioned earlier, our action starts from our mind, our thoughts.
所以弟兄姐妹们，像柯林弟兄刚才所提的，我们的行动是出在于我们的思想。
Yeah, In previous Sunday meetings, many brothers have talked about repentance.
在前面这些主日的信息当中，弟兄们常常提到悔改。
Now here is the repentance is not just a grief of what we have done in the past.
悔改不是对我们过去曾经做过事情的后悔。
Repentance in the original Greek means to think differently.
悔改在希腊原文里边的意思是要有一个不同的方法来思想。
If we think differently, our action will be different.
如果我们用不同的方法来思考，那我们的行动会不同。
I'd like to think about the example of D.L. Moody.
我愿意思想一下穆迪弟兄的一些例子。
He grew up in a poor family and had a little education.
他出生在一个非常贫穷的家庭当中，没有受过很多教育。
And he was an orphan when he was 4 years old, if I remember right.
如果记得没错的话，在四岁的时候他就成为孤儿。
He learned the trade of shoemaking, and his dream was to be a successful shoe salesman.
他所学的这个职业呢，就是要做鞋。他的梦想呢，就是要成为一个鞋的销售员。
But the Lord called his heart.
但是神抓住了他的心。
He fully surrendered himself to the Lord.
他完全的把自己委身于神。
And God greatly used this man to preach gospel.
所以神用了他来传福音。
Though he died, by faith he still speaks.
虽然他死了，但是在信心当中他仍然说话。
So, brothers and sisters,
弟兄姐妹们。
It's just a coin.
这里边我们看见只是一块钱。
God doesn't need a lot of money. God doesn't need something great in order for him to do great work.
神并不是需要一个伟大的器皿才能做伟大的工作。
We all remember the miracle the Lord did to feed 5,000 men and many women and children with just 5 loaves of bread and 2 fish.
我们都记得主耶稣基督用五饼二鱼喂饱5000人他家许多的妇女儿童的神迹。
If we really understand and we think differently,
如果我们真的理解我们并且能够用不同的方法思想
we'll find the Lord restore our function in the house of God.
我们就会发现神要在他的家中恢复我们的功用。
And we'll experience his power.
我们也能够见证他的能力。
Just like Dale Moody.
就像穆迪弟兄一样。
Or just like the parents of Samuel.
或者是像撒母耳的父母亲一样。
Or just like the disciples, when our Lord was on the earth.
或者是像我们主耶稣基督在地上的时候那些门徒们的光景一样。
God didn't call someone great.
神并没有找那些世上看来伟大的人。
He actually chose what is weak in the world.
实际上他选择在世人看来这些软弱的人。
To shame the strong.
要使那些强壮的羞愧。
So maybe we see ourselves, yeah, really, just a coin.
所以当我们可能就是一块钱。
But if we are in the right person's hand,
但是如果我们在那个对的人的手里,
we're in the master's hand,
或者是在主人的手里,
and we can be useful.
我们就会成为有用的。
He can do beyond what we ask or think.
他可以做的超过我们所求所想的。
Let's have a word of prayer.
我们一同一起祷告。
Father, we thank you for again gathering us in your presence.
主，我们实在感谢你再一次帮我们聚在你的同在当中。
In your light, we may see light.
在你的光中，我们可以见光。
We see that we are nothing, we are very insignificant, we just like a coin.
我们实在是非常的渺小，就像这一块钱一样。
But you are truly the great and awesome God.
但是你是一位何等伟大奇妙的神。
You can do things beyond what we ask, what we imagine or think.
你可以做我们所求所想的事情，超出我们所求所想的事。
Lord, we pray that we all allow you to restore the function you give us.
主，我们祷告，愿你能够恢复你所赐给我们的功用。
And we surrender ourselves to your hands.
我们把我们自己完全交在你的手中。
So you may use us, Lord.
你可以用我们。
Do your wonderful work.
做你自己奇妙的工作。
Oh Lord, you're truly the great I am.
你是那位伟大的自由拥有的神。
So again, we commit ourselves unto you.
所以我们把我们自己完全的交在你的手上。
May you bless your people.
愿你祝福你的子民。
May you manifest yourself to us.
把你自己完全的显明在我们中间。
In Jesus' precious name we pray.
奉主耶稣基督宝贵的名祷告。
Amen.
Amen.
So we have some quick announcement.
我们有些简短的报告。
We continue to have online meetings. Tuesday night we have prayer meetings. Tuesday night we have prayer meeting and Friday night we have Bible study.As well as Sunday schools.
我们各样的聚会都在继续在线上举行。星期二晚上有祷告聚会，星期五晚上有读经聚会，也有儿童聚会。
Yeah, Saturday night we have a Southeast District Bible Study that starts at 6:30.
星期六晚上6:30开始有东南区的读经聚会。
And on Sunday meetings, for Sunday meetings, we encourage brothers and sisters to remember the Lord in your own home prior to the start of the message meeting.
主日聚会的时候，我们提醒弟兄姐妹们在各自的家庭当中，在饼杯当中纪念主。
And our next Sunday we have Brother Lima to speak.
下一个主日是马利弟兄交通。
And Brother Ben Chen will interpret.
张立邦弟兄翻译。
So please remember our brothers in your prayer.
请弟兄姐妹们纪念我们弟兄们的服事。
And for children's meeting on Friday night is start at 7, ends at 7:45.
星期五晚上儿童的聚会是七点钟开始到七点四十五结束。
And for Sunday, it starts at 12 and ends at 12:50.
主日是十二点开始，十二点五十结束。
For the Saturday Gospel meeting, it will be online also on January 23rd.
要来这个星期六一月二十三号，我们有周六的福音聚会。
It starts at 7 p.m.
是七点钟开始在线上。
So we do encourage brothers and sisters to invite gospel friends.
我们邀请弟兄姐妹们，也鼓励弟兄姐妹们能够邀请福音朋友。
And please pray urgently for Brother Wei T, who will share the gospel.
也为郑维替弟兄祷告，维替弟兄要交通福音信息。
The Zoom link is available online, so please check our website.
我们这些祷告聚会的链接都在会所的网站上，请弟兄姐妹们去看。
And as for the prayer requests, there's a couple things, we'll just mention a few.
有一些祷告的请求，我们在这里边只提几点。
First of all, may the love of the Lord draw us, that we may not be influenced by the volatile situation and practice ourselves to live in His presence.
愿神的爱吸引我们，所以弟兄姐妹们不被这个世界上各样的混乱所影响。
And also please remember brothers and sisters, remember all the families.
请弟兄姐妹们纪念各自的弟兄姐妹们的家庭。
May the Lord raise more brothers and sisters who will devote themselves to God's eternal purpose.
愿更多的弟兄姐妹们能够愿意寻求神永恒的心意。
The third thing is please pray for the country.
我们也为着这个国家祷告。
May the Lord have mercy on America. And restore the reverence toward God.
愿神在美国能够继续恩待，让美国人能够这个国度能够敬畏神。
And then the other thing is, please remember this pandemic.
也纪念这现在这个疫情的状况。
May the Spirit of the Lord move church to pray urgently.
愿圣灵感动众教会能够为着这个迫切的祷告。
For the rest of the prayer requests, please check our website.
其他还有一些代祷的事项，请弟兄姐妹们到我们会所的网站上去看。
Our meeting ends here.
我们的聚会就停在这里。
Thank you.
谢谢。